5 tonight. I'm smoking on your what's the name tonight.
Top five.
Yeah.
You know what it is, man. DJ Lonzo, top five. Top five podcast. I'm in here with the one and only. The one and only. Club Soda. Y'all been asking for him. Y'all been trying to find out who you need to be connected with to get in. So I had to bring him here, answer the questions, get right down to the nitty gritty, and, you know, let them know what, oh, they really trying to get you, boy. They're trying to get you on right now, man. Going too crazy online, man.
They are, man. But yeah.
Let them know who's in the building, man.
Hey, man, it's Marquise Nawar. It's the one and only. I'm just here to let you know, man, that we here, man. Club Soda, people been wanting to know. People been really wanting to get in touch and figure out exactly, like, what we are, what we about. And,
facts.
Hey, man, I'm here. I'm here to let y'all know right in front of you.
So, I know Club Soda all in general is, you know, venue/, you know, I must just say entrepreneurial spot, if I can sum it up all in together.
Absolutely.
A couple of friends came together and thought something greater for the city that needed to happen.
Absolutely.
Explain to me that process, man, before we go back in time to find out who you are as an individual. I want to know a little bit about the people that are with you and what you're trying to accomplish with Club Soda.
Okay, absolutely. And first of all, I just want to let you know that it was so many people that was like, yo, man, like, I need to get you on here. I need you to talk about this. And I was like, no, absolutely not.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But talking to you, that was totally different.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? I'll come out of the shadows to talk to my dog. That's love. That's going
that's
down.
Love.
That's for
love.
The city. That's for the gang. That's for it all, man. Okay. I just want to say that first.
First.
but this entire process is a 4 to 5 year in the making deal. You know, research, asking questions, talking to people, you know, because this concept is not nothing new.
Yeah.
This is something that I've always known we needed for our area. Mm. We've always needed this for our artists. I know that there was a need for this.
Facts.
Every other major city you go to, there's some kind of hub that allows artists to get it together. I mean, come on, think about Atlanta. You got street execs. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, like, even Charlotte.
Charlotte, yeah.
You know,
like,
what I'm saying? The epicenter.
Come on. You can go to these hubs, and they got everything. You know what I'm saying?
Facts,
so,
facts.
You know, that's something that I was like, all right, look, man, how can we incorporate this and give artists a chance to not only do a show but perform and actually, you know, get treated and actually, you know what I'm saying, have a full effect, you know, get a green room, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, really deliver them the whole experience.
Facts.
And, yeah, man. So we had to find something that really facilitated everything that we had or everything that we needed, you know what I mean?
Facts.
And to find that kind of space, that's research, you know what
Facts.
I'm saying? That's time. So, yeah.
But with time comes experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
The spot, I'm not giving up no clues, but it's only something that a trucker would know about. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Only something that somebody that worked in the warehouse would know that this is gold. Like,
absolutely.
If somebody else seen a different vision for this, this is different gold. What experience did you have before everything happened to let you know that a space like what you have now is basically gold that's just sitting around and nobody's taking the action of actually trying to go get it?
Yeah. My thing was, I looked at, like, London and, like, Germany and the underground music scenes in, like, the other countries, because they had to get creative and really make do. And, you know, because the bigger venues, they were so big, they weren't letting them in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it was like we had to really get creative and find something. So once I saw, like, these warehouse parties, and it's nothing new, but it's, I mean, they was doing this in the 80s, but it was just like it was the underground thing. You know what I mean?
Facts.
It was something that everybody could go to after they got off work and get a good show. You know what I'm saying? It took you into the late night. It was just a vibe.
Yeah.
And my entire life, I've always been obsessed with the after hours. That's just been my, that's always been my vibe.
That is right. That's right. I can see that, man. Especially when you said London, man, that makes so much sense as far as the look, you know what I mean? Just mm-hmm. the look of, you know what I'm saying? Just a place that you would never expect something that hard going down.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Just a little diamond in the rough. So take me back, man. Take me back to where you're from, man. Where you from? Like, where you grew up at? What high school you went to?
For
you
sure.
You know what I'm saying? Let me know a little bit about you.
For sure, man. I was born in a little small town called Orangeburg, South Carolina.
Okay, 843.
You know what I'm saying? It's 803, actually, man.
803? Like, yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, my bad, my bad. No disrespect.
You know, shout out PG.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so we from out that way. But, you know, going to school and everything, I was always in school in Columbia, you know what I'm saying? I graduated from Northeast, you know what I'm saying? Okay. You know, shout out to the North Side. You already know what time it is. but, yeah, so, you know, and I was always active, man. I was, you know, kind of bounced around from school to school, you know what I mean? I had my little reputation or whatever, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah, the heart is always on that side, yeah.
Okay. As far as, like, people you connected to, man, recently we just figured out that, you know, you're really connected to somebody that I used to live with, you know what I'm saying, ones that I call my brother, mm-hmm. Shells and Air Max, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let me know how y'all two met, like, I know what you said, Northeast, because both of y'all probably went to the same school. But
yeah.
Who was you, like, closer with in school or something? You know what I mean?
Man, it's, you know, living in that neighborhood and being around, like, all of these guys, bro, and everybody just, you know what I'm saying? It's big, but it's small, you know what I'm saying?
Facts,
and I feel like it's one of them things where, you know what I'm saying, the real, man. Like, people know that, you know what I'm saying? There ain't no faking it. You know, when you kicking it with people, you know who real, you know what I'm saying?
So facts.
It's a vibe, man. You know what I'm saying? And them boys always had good vibes, man. Shells and them boys, they always been putting out music. It's always been fire, bro, even since back then, bro. So it's good to have that kind of, like, consistency and that kind of longevity, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, I look at them cats like, you know what I'm saying, like the currency of, like, the area, you know what I'm saying? Because the consistency is, like, there, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Music videos, actual drops, you know what I'm saying? Putting out albums, you know what I'm saying? And
okay.
I look at stuff from the business side, you know what I'm saying? Who actually is setting stuff up? Who's actually, you know what I'm saying, getting interviews and features and other places and things like that. That's the kind of stuff that on the business side, that's what I connect with.
Yeah.
So I pay attention to that, man. Shout out to the gang.
Respect to them, man. Respect to them and everything they got going. Biscuit House, man. You know what time it is. I was over here thinking, man.
Talk to me.
You just said you're from Orangeburg, right?
You already know.
Orangeburg used to be envious for having those armory parties. Now, South Carolina has the armory parties. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, these are big. These were like what people didn't understand what was going on in the city.
Yeah.
Or if you weren't there to live the time that we're talking about. At one point in time, you used to have thousands of kids coming to the National Guard Armory, and each of them are paying $20 a piece to not drink,
facts.
To not smoke. You couldn't do nothing but dance, and everybody was in there having a good time, bro.
Facts. That's when girls, well, that's when everybody, but girls especially, man, I miss the days of the club when there used to be a line of girls, right? They separate the line. It's like, all right, guys over here, girls over there, right?
Yep.
And in the girls' line, bro, it was all sneakers.
Facts.
All the way down the line.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So you sitting there looking and you like, oh, man, it's about to be a clap-a-thon in this motherfucker.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? It was like a sport.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was really like, yo, we was coming in this thing to spar tonight. You know what I'm saying? And when you take it there, I take it back to, like, all right, the armory parties, man. Let's take it back to, like, when we had Red Wing, Rollaway.
Ooh.
Shout out to Decca Boulevard. Shout out to the house parties. You know, shout out to the lock-ins on Saturday.
Just come from Chapin to go there, bro.
Bro, honey, like, you would leave there, bro, and your jabos would be faded because there was so much denim-on-denim connection.
Facts.
You know
Facts.
What I'm saying? Bro, you remember the Apple Bottoms with no pockets?
Boy, what? You mean the Spanish pants?
You
the Spanish pants, man.
You had to dead-ass be a J-Lo descendant.
Bro, the Spanish pants was it. It was nothing better than the Spanish pants, man. And everybody that knows what I'm talking about, I'm going to just call them the Spanish pants.
Shout out to the jeans with no pockets, man.
Facts, man. Bring those back.
Shout out to the low rise when they
What do you need pockets for? What do you need pockets for?
Put that phone away. See, but that's
the
thing.
That phone is keep getting bigger and bigger.
Bro, and it was like, bro, everybody was in there dancing, bro. We was really counting dances, bro. We was like, ha, ha, man, I got 45, facts. Man.
Okay. You know, this is top five. This is top five. And we've been 10 minutes in, but we ain't even got a top five in yet.
Because you wild, man.
I mean, it's just that kind of vibe, man. You know what I'm saying? So give me your top five clubs in the city that's ever existed. Because I know it's been a lot of different owners and stuff.
Ooh.
We don't have to get into the political side, but give me those names that rung out to you back in the day. Still to you right now, your top five.
I love the political side because some clubs was lit until some people got in there.
Facts. So I want to make sure.
Trash.
You know who got you lit by the name.
100.
The name.
100. Bro, I can get that top five. All right.
Okay.
So we going from the five to the first. All right. The first is the highest.
You don't have to be no kind of
no order.
All
right, bet.
We don't have to all be right. political.
Bruh, Club Dreams.
Ooh. Okay.
On Main Street.
Okay.
Back in the day when Puff had the 750.
Okay. Okay.
Shout out to Puff, man.
Okay.
Bruh, Dreams was a zoovie.
Facts. Yup.
All right.
It's crazy.
All right. Crazy. XS. Oh, no. What was it before? Taboo. Ooh. Taboo was where.
Taboo had DJ Khaled, Travis Porter. At his height.
Bruh.
Like, DJ Khaled and T-Pain came in the club, and, bruh, the diamonds on T-Pain's neck was ridiculous.
Bruh,
the way they was hitting, bro.
Bruh. Like, I mean, and the city got such a, bruh, we've had some epic shit. Like,
facts.
Bruh, we've had some epic happenings
facts.
Going on,
facts.
You know what I'm saying? And it was like, bruh, some of that stuff, bruh, they had a giant gold Buddha in the middle of the room. Bro, VIP, bro, like, what?
Yeah, you're right. We didn't appreciate what we had.
Yeah, bro. And it was like, and I was, come on, man. I was a club connoisseur at a very young age, bro. I've been going in the club since.
Since before you were supposed to be in there, right?
Me long, too. We're throwing bands. Shout out Club Crush.
Ooh.
Speaking of which.
Man, RIP Crush, man.
RIP Crush. RIP Crush. Where is Persia? Shout out Persia. Where is Persia?
RIP Crush, man. God,
where is Persia?
Dumb.
Where is Cali? Shout out Cali, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Respect.
Bro, we yeah.
What Crush, we at? Three?
That's three right there.
Okay. Two more, man. Two more.
Taboo, Crush. Bro, I don't even want to take it all the way to the trenches, bro. But,
I mean, do what you got to do, bro. You from Orangeburg, so I know it was some stuff back there, too.
Bro, you know what I'm saying? See, back then, I was way too young back then. But see, once I got to the city, that's where we started getting crazy. Shout out Banana Joe's.
Ooh.
Shout out Banana Joe's. Because Banana Joe's is what got us prepped for the real world. Shout out Banana Joe's.
Banana Joe's was, bro, that's sex ed.
100%. There's no question about it. Shout out Banana Joe's, bro. That's a fact.
Oh, man.
That's
crazy, bro. Legendary, bro. Legendary names. If you don't know what Banana Joe's is,
you ain't really
you're not from Columbia.
You ain't really from around here, bro.
Really not?
You ain't really from around here. And I'll tell you, I'm a connoisseur of this, bro. I've been, bro, since a young age, bro.
Facts.
I'm low-key the Gatsby of this town, bro. I've been.
Man, how old are you, man?
Bro, that's the crazy part, bro. I don't even know. I can't even tell, bro. Cause if I tell how old I am, bro, some people are gonna get
they might
get looked into.
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying?
We don't even gotta talk.
You know.
Okay, let's get back to the list.
So
we got one more.
All right, bro. I feel like this one is gonna be to the spot to where I knew that I was really the man in this town, bro. Shout out Club Ice, bro.
Shout out Club Ice, man. Club Ice, man. These are legendary names right here,
bruh,
man.
And it's like these spots, bro. They was just like, you know, it was just them little downtown duck offs.
Facts.
For whatever reason, bro, it was lit with the baddest of the bad.
100%.
From every corner of the net, from every corner of the woods. You know what I'm saying? It brought them out of Irmo. It brought them all out of this. Bro, come on, man.
You're right. It brought you out of them trenches. When people start coming from Elgin, You start coming from
Newberry.
When you start coming from Clinton.
When you making 40-minute trips. Columbia? When you making 40-minute trips for a spot, bro, that's impressive. And shout out Club Soda, man. That's why I appreciate
Club
everybody.
Club Soda.
Man. That's why I appreciate everybody that been rocking with us, man. Bruh, people really been putting in mileage.
Bro, you got some legendary shit about to pop off, man, already. I'm calling it legendary already, so I can be the one to stamp it because a lot of people going to try and stamp it. But it's, I'm seeing it first. I'm seeing it from the ground up, and it is perfect, bro. Perfect. Can't get no better. Can't get no better.
Isn't it, bro? I appreciate that, man, from the bottom of my heart, man, because like I said, man, this is something, and even with all those places that we mentioned, bro, mm-hmm. like, you know, I love it, man, I love the club, I love the nightlife, you know what I'm
facts,
saying?
Facts.
Like, it's not even about that, but it's more about the gathering of bringing people together, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And the fact of that we can take that ability and we can really use that to boost our community.
Facts, facts.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, all of these, you know what I'm saying, like, it's just about where your mindset at. Like, we can really use this to our advantage if you're really thinking about it.
See, right? This is what I was thinking, too. Because I know a lot of people say I get political, but I don't get too political.
Talk to me, man. Talk to me.
It's a lot of things that's happening as far as radio stations that I don't agree with. You know what
okay.
I'm saying?
Okay.
So this is why I stand on what you got right now.
Okay.
Think about it. The biggest music festival in the city right now would be St. Patrick's Day.
Right.
100.1 to be or 103.9.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one of them have a stage at that festival.
Why is that?
Why is that? If it's the only two black stations in the city, why is there no 100.1 to beat 103.9 station? I mean, stage. Like, that does not make no sense.
Hmm.
And this is where I think you can come in and make a play.
100%.
Club Soda. Black St. Patrick's Day. Leprechaun in the Hood. That's what we should call the event. Leprechaun in the Hood.
Shout out. Yeah.
Bruh.
Shout out Leprechaun. I need a Leprechaun. Somebody tap in.
I know one.
All right, bet.
I know one.
We gonna make it good for you that day and you get a plate and all. But
facts. I know a Leprechaun.
In order to stamp that and make it as a big of a cahoot as Ooh. I need it to be, we gotta have a little Leprechaun.
Bruh. So, whenever I say that viral.
Viral. Somebody send me a Leprechaun, bro. We paying you good.
Facts.
But so, I like that, though. I stand on your point, though, because, you know, at some point you got to step out and start doing it yourself. You know what I'm saying? And I love, like, all of the efforts and the things that are being done in our area thus far. But I just feel like in the city that we're in, bro, we're already 25 years behind everything that's around us.
100%. You and can just minimal. Tell when you go to different states.
Right. You can just talk business with people around here, bro. We're 25 years behind everyone around us. You know what I'm saying? And that's because we're young and we're upcoming people in a very non-progressive state. You know what I'm saying? This is a very old money, like, you know what I'm saying?
Get away from here. Tight, you know what I'm saying?
We on whipping post money around here. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to break a whole mold. So it's like, what are we going to do?
Man, look, this perfect, man. This interview came right on time, man. Right on time.
Some things just gotta happen.
Man, look, man, you went crazy last Thursday, bro.
Last Thursday,
crazy, man. JB and DJ Low. I'm gonna respect them two first. I gotta give respect to them two first because literally they put me out of work, man. Facts, bro. Like those boys, respect. I would do an event with all two any day.
Yeah, 100%.
Because y'all boys, bro, y'all got it, bro. They make me proud of the youth that's coming up behind me. You know what I'm saying? As 100%. Far as, like, bro, rocking. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When I say rocking.
Yeah. At this point, JB really got me ready to just, like, give him the keys.
Mm.
And be like, bro, just, you know. call me at lockup, my guy.
Facts, bro. He got it.
Shout out, Benedict. Shout out, Allen,
when
man.
Somebody about their business. And what I like about JB, shout out to JB. I got to get you on this podcast. He's doing it before he's on the radio station.
My man.
He don't need no radio station. What I've been trying to tell a lot of these DJs, like, stand on your stuff before you get to radio station.
Facts.
And then when you get to the radio station, make them pay that check.
100%. And even as a DJ coming up, even in town, my goal, I was like, bro, look, man, I want to get up there. You know what I'm saying? Because I always looked up to DJs like, bro, like, come on, B-Lord.
Yeah.
Bro, shout out G.
Shout out B-Lord, man.
Bro, G?
Yes.
Big G?
Big G, yes.
Bro.
Yes.
Like.
Fat boy, I respect too.
Bro, come on, man.
Frosty.
Shout out V-Lord. Bro, V-Lord, I sit there and watch V-Lord expand and go to, like, bro, it's so much motivation, like, coming out of here, bro. It's just about how we look at it. You know what I mean? And I look at it, but once again, we're a big fish in a small pond. See, we're at a small radio station.
Right.
So everybody that's in there is already locked in.
Right.
So the odds of us finally getting a chance to even get in that door is slim to none. So we got to create our own lane. And there's no, you know what I'm saying? No shade, no disrespect.
I mean, we
got to
do
like,
what we
got to
do.
We only got so much time in a day.
Facts. And that's what I understand.
So at some point, we got to fire it up and really get people to buy into what we got going on.
And indeed, you're doing that.
100%. Because I've always, bro, you remember the Quiet Storm?
Yes.
Bro, I've always wanted to DJ the Quiet Storm. Bro.
Ooh, too easy, right?
You are now tuned in to DJ Marquise Noir on the Quiet Storm. Like, bro, that's been a dream of mine.
I respect it, man. You know what I'm saying? That late night shit?
Bro, the Quiet Storm?
Bro, do it.
With my cigar, bro?
Bro,
my look.
Bro, you can do that at Club Soda.
Bro, we do the Bring the Quiet Storm back?
Bro, Bring the Quiet Storm back.
Bro.
Like, this late night vibes. I'm talking about, like, one and up.
I'm telling this all to Columbia right now. I want to be the new official DJ for the Quiet Storm.
Oh, hey, man.
Can my voice?
I don't got no problem. I don't got no objection to that.
I think I can get on there and do a little something for the late night. Tune into me. Mark After Dark. Come on, bro. It's in the handle. Mark After Dark. Like, I'm speaking it into existence, man.
It's going to happen. That's what you got to do.
Quiet Storm.
That's what you got to do. Did you speak this building into existence?
I did.
Did you know you was going to do this?
I did. I got some unreleased music where I was rapping about, like, bringing people to Club Soda, bro. And I put it in a rap song.
Power to tongue, people.
You know what I'm saying? And nobody's even, like, well, I mean, a few people, you know what I'm saying? People, you know what I'm saying? Gang heard it, but... like, you know, are we going to shoot a video for it? But in the video, bro, I'm clearly talking about Club Soda, bro, like, as it's happening, bro. And this was 2019, like, pre, you know what I'm saying? Pre-bullshit.
Yeah.
Pre-radiation poisoning. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, and then all of a sudden, like, 2 years later, bam, now we finally got it. We finally found, you know what I'm saying, a spot to make it happen. Shout out Grand Imperial, man, my label, man. Shout out. They are driving force behind this project, too, man. Shout out Grand Imperial. A lot of people don't even know that, man. You know what I'm saying?
You
want
to be letting people know?
Where we ain't even had a chance to really, you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
do the big shebang yet.
You're right.
Bro.
We've been
on the move, but yeah, man. Grand Imperial.
It's coming.
We got some big stuff coming, man.
Bro, y'all got some major stuff coming, man. So also, let me get into your top five rappers of all time.
Ooh. Wow. Top five rappers of all time. Mm-hmm. I've never seen myself getting asked that question, and there's like so much pressure right now. But you know what I'm saying?
Don't feel it's no just, pressure.
But it's like coming from a DJ, bro. It's like, yo.
I just want to know, bro. It's
my
okay.
My ears, bro.
Look, I got somebody in my top five. I'll let you know now.
Okay.
That a lot of people probably be like, what?
All right.
I'm going to say Wiz Khalifa is in my top five. Just to let you know the type of vibe I'm on.
I don't argue with it.
Okay.
I can't. You know what I'm saying? There's no way I can argue with that. That's our time. I can't argue with that. Burn After Rolling? Like, what is a more perfect project, bro?
I mean,
Burn After Rolling is Wiz Khalifa's, what's my shit?
Cushion Orange Juice?
Bruh.
Man, you don't want people. Hey, that's how I knew we was friends whenever you was, when you was playing Cushion Orange Juice at the club.
Facts.
Before everything started, and you was playing the, what's the name of the song? I think it's Mesmerize.
Mesmerize, yeah.
And I was like, yo, this is not the right one, but I respect the song that you're playing.
Absolutely.
And you was like, yeah, they did change that shit.
And it never, yes, never been, yeah.
Facts.
Bro, but it's, man, we know what it is. Man, top five, bro. This is going to be crazy, man. And honestly, man, this is my music.
You don't have to put them in order either.
All right, bet. My musical vibes change very often, you know what I'm saying? So I will say, as of right now, I've been heavy on Simulator Jones. Which is just a really dope kind of vibe. Well, that's not a rapper. I don't guess I can say that, though. That's not a rapper.
Let's do entertainers.
Entertainers?
Let's do entertainers to make it easier.
All right, bet.
Because you're a DJ.
I do EDM shit, bro. I'm really out there with it. But I listen to a lot of Simulator Jones. I listen to a lot of Larry June. Larry June, you know what I'm saying? I just really rock with the vibe, you know what I'm saying? Not to mention, you know, people really, you know what I'm saying, talking about progressive things, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, positivity, bro. I'm just really surrounding myself with that positivity, man. So I love that. Three, bro. I have to shout out Three, bro. Okay. Three is one of my favorite rappers,
man. Okay.
And just if really listening to the content and really listening to the complexity of, like, what's really being said.
Okay.
But still being able to make it fit in and make it sound and vibe with everything else that's out right now.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's a talent. You know what I'm saying?
It's got to be. Because it's like when you can tell somebody's trying too hard, it shows.
It's not natural, bro.
It shows in the music.
Yeah, it's not natural, bro. And to hear somebody just really get on these beats and just really be just walking on these beats, bro, you know. And
making it seem easy.
Yeah, bro. Everything from talking about the ghosts, you know what I'm saying, part two, bro. Like, you know, so that stuff is really, like, iconic, bro.
You know the most iconic thing? We'll get back to the list, but
mm-hmm.
for y'all to have the studio in Club Soda.
There's no other way.
That is genius.
There's absolutely no other way.
That is genius, sir. That's genius.
I said it earlier, bro.
It's genius,
know,
man.
I want a full compound. You know what I'm saying? My idea is to have the sleeping space, the fucking, you know what I'm saying?
Literally, somebody can do a song in the studio.
Yeah.
And try it out the same night.
100%. 100%. Yeah, like, I want you to record it, like, at 10, you know what I'm saying?
Mix, dropping that bitch
mix
at 11.
Mix and master, bro, and then we on stage performing that shit at midnight. And now,
bro, that's hard, bro.
You know, and now you trashed from such a great performance, you know what I'm saying? Pop into the podcast room, let's run your interview, and then go ahead to the, you know, go into the sleeping quarters, man. Take a nap. Take a load off.
Man, the craziest thing was, to get back to the party, mm-hmm. whenever those two chicks just came out of nowhere and start ripping that shit, bro. Like, ripping that shit. I don't know who they was.
Bruh.
They did their motherfucking thing, dog.
You know,
they did their thing, bro.
Stuff was so crazy. It was so much going on. I really wish I feel bad not knowing. But JB, you know, the two young ladies that performed at the party.
Fire.
They was ripping shit.
Ripping. And they did it quick. They, one after another, got off the stage and no ifs, ands, buts about it. Like, kept the show rocking, bro.
They knew not to drag it on too long.
Facts. Man,
so
shout out to them.
Shout out to them.
Whoever y'all are, man.
We need them back at Club Soda so that way we can do it official. Let's get them here, man, for the motherfucking interview. I love this, bro.
Bro, yes.
This is the
get
spot.
Get them for the interview, bro. Appreciate that, bro.
This is the spot, bro.
Appreciate that, man. Let's get back to your top five, though. Let's get back.
All right.
We was at three, right?
Yeah, I was at, my third was three.
Yep, you know third, what I'm which makes sense.
Which, okay. Which makes sense. Okay. Bro, 50 Cent, bro.
Ooh.
50 Cent, bro. There was a large period in my life, bro, where
Hacks.
I, like, especially, like, during Get Rich or Die Trying. You know what I'm saying? Bro, mm.
You was Curtis, huh?
I was really 50. Shout out to J.E.K., man.
Respect,
shout
man.
Shout out to Lil A. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Sparks, man. Yo, we was really G-Unit out this tag and that shit. Bro.
Oh, yeah. 100%. So, yeah. Yes, man. We're back at it, man. DJ Lonzo, top five. We back at it.
Top five.
So we can run through your list one more time. We're going to say it was, damn.
I don't even remember where I started, where I was at, bro. It's the gas, man.
You're right. It is.
I remember it was 350 Cent.
350 Cent, and then we was at more.
Yeah, Outkast, bro. Of
Outkast.
Course, shout out, you know. Shout out Outkast.
Respect the Outkast, man.
Yeah, man. The original.
Legendary interview right here, man.
Hey, man, I appreciate you for having me. I appreciate what you're doing, man.
I wanted to get in there first, man.
Yeah, I was only coming out of hiding for you, man. That was a fact, man. But I definitely want to shout you out, man. I love what you got going on here.
Respect.
I love what's doing for the city. And yeah, man, we just got to keep it running, bro, on all sides.
Facts, man. That's all it's about, man. All of us coming together, doing the greater good for the city. You know, Club Soda, like I said, I'm going to speak it into existence. I'm saying it 5 years from now.
Let's go.
It's going to be legendary. It's going to be on that list that you were just saying.
Yo.
Because of the events that shout out to Two Turnt.
Shout out
to Two Turnt, man.
Shout out to Two Turnt, man. Shout out Two Turn. He's the official fall man for Club Soda.
Facts.
I'm putting everything. This ain't even my operation, bro. Two Turn run this shit.
It's his business. That's
shout,
what
shout
it
out
is.
Two Turn. Two Turn got the fingerprint injury. I ain't got nothing to do with
facts,
it.
Facts, man. I can't get it. I couldn't get in there unless I knew him. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, shout out Two Turn.
Shout out to Two Turn, man. Also, man, this is top five. Man, any questions you got for me, man?
Yeah, bro.
Okay.
Because first of all, man, bro, you crazy on the ones and twos, man.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that.
We came through, man. The connection was made. I was like, man, let's get you in here so we can see what is popping, man. DJ Lonzo absolutely walked in the door and, like, just slaughtered shit, bro. Every single time.
Appreciate
the diversity
that.
Is there. The consistency is there, man. Appreciate from that. One DJ to another, man. From one creative to another, bro. Hey.
Respect.
Hey. I love it, man. I love what you got going on,
appreciate
man.
That,
and
bro.
I want to see it more happen, bro. So
hell yeah.
Hell yeah, man. That's all.
Okay. Respect that, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you and everything you got going on, man. You got a new son, man. You know
what
I'm saying?
Shout out G5, man. Shout out G5,
man. Fatherhood, man. It's going to change you, man. Change you for the better, though.
Absolutely, man.
That's all it's going to do.
Yeah, man. I got two boys, man. And it's like, at this point in life, man, it's all about leaving a legacy, man. And, you know, doing what we didn't have, you know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Talking about financial freedom and financial literacy and really, you know, talking about what's important.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? LLCs and in a young age, you
teach
know what I'm
them
saying?
Young.
You know what I mean?
Got to teach these kids young because we already know what this – like, back in the day, nobody had the internet to be like, hey, they're not teaching you the right stuff in school.
Right.
Now we have the internet. Now we are able to teach our kids about – like you said, financial literacy, about taxes, about how to use your house as a loan almost, you know what I'm saying, when you buy a house, you know what I mean? A lot of people don't know about that.
Right.
So
we were always taught that, you know what I'm saying, you have to make money hourly or you have to go to school and then, you know what I'm saying, get paid a salary.
Yep,
but financial freedom always came from, you know what I'm saying?
Paying your bills on time, people.
You know what I'm saying? That always came from the business owners.
People don't understand. You know that's how easy it is to be able to take a loan out the bank. Just make sure you pay them back on time.
Just make sure you pay your bills, man. So, yeah, man. So, that's what parenthood, fatherhood, that's what that means to me. And like we was talking about sharing that knowledge, it's not only with your kids, bro. It's with your brothers. It's with your friends, bro. It's with your partners. You know what I'm saying? It's like when we really sit down and when we're spending our time, bro, what is it that we really talking about? Are we talking about something progressive that's going to move both of us along? Or are we, you know what I'm saying? Or are we just wasting time?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So I definitely, you know what I'm saying? I connect with who I connect with because I respect movers and shakers.
Facts. I respect you, man. I respect you, everything you got going on, man. We're going to have to do a part two of this.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So we can find a little bit more out.
What's
you know what I'm saying? You can bring three through.
Let's do it.
I want to see him. I want to interview him to get his side of the story. You know what I'm saying? This is DJ Lonzo, man. Top five. You're tuning in right now. I don't want to call you just Club Soda, man.
I
don't want to just call you Club Soda because you're more than just a club.
Hey,
you know
man.
What I'm saying?
Hey, Gatsby had to reveal himself at some point.
What do you want
man.
Me to call? I don't want to call you your Facebook name because
nah,
I feel like that's
nah,
too that's too crazy.
You know what I'm saying? We'll drop you know? Hey, it's Marquise Noir, man.
Marquise Noir.
Marquise Noir, man. N-O-I-R, man. Mark After Dark on everything.
Instagram?
Yeah,
everything.
Instagram. That's the best way to catch me, man. IG.
Mark After Dark.
MarkAfterDark.
Oh, man.
Mark After Dark.
Man, y'all tune in, man. Look, man, he's going to get in the studio soon. And all that unreleased stuff he was talking about, he going to release that stuff right here at GOT Sound. I'm going to go ahead and speak it into existence.
Hey, the vibe too.
Because I feel like he's ready. I feel like he's feeling the vibe.
Yeah.
We're doing it for the city. And it's not a lot of people that have this vibe in the city.
Not at all.
But shout out to everything that y'all doing because it ain't no hate from nowhere. If I
all
see
love,
you
man.
Doing your thing, I respect it. But GOT Sound, man, they got it, man.
Hey, I walked in this mother ready to rap. So all I know is, if that beat's still on that lineup in there, hey.
Ready to go.
Hey, we about to make it happen.
I got you, man. You heard it first, man. DJ Lonzo Top 5, we checking out, man. Y'all go ahead, subscribe. We coming through all platforms. iHeart, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, Google Podcasts.
All that, man.
Tune
everything.
In, everything.
Tap in. No excuses.
Tap in, man. We coming through, man.
Marquise, man, the mayor, bro. Shout out.
Follow the man. Let's go. We'll be back. We'll see you at Club Soda.
You know it.
DJ Lonzo!
Smoking on your top five tonight. I'm smoking on your what's the name tonight.
Top five.
DJ Lonzo's Top 5 is a part of the GOT Podcast Network and a product of Barrett Gruber Entertainment and Media.